1956 reunion. This reunion was unique in that Grandma Isaacson's family was invited to participate. Grandma's father, Peter Isaacson, heard the gospel in Denmark. He came to America in 1854 at the age of 26. He had three children who lived to maturity: Isaac, Mariah, and Martin. On July 6th, 7th, and 8th, 1956, descendants of these three children joined together with the Whitings and spent 3 days in the beauty of the Arizona mountain homestead. Here they renewed acquaintances and memories of their parents and grandparents. We awakened to the sound of an old-fashioned Western dinner bell calling us to breakfast. We could smell the bacon and knew we wouldn't be the first of the long procession, as already dozens of happy voices filled the air. Donning sweaters as we ran, we soon joined the happy throng in the tingly mountain air. We eat with the others under the pines. As each cousin, aunt, uncle, or grandparent appeared, there was a happy greeting. Soon all 300 of us were present, served and completely satisfied, and at peace. Thus began the festivities of the first momentous day. From that moment on there were programs, hikes, races, horseshoe pitching, baseball games, precious hours of visiting, and the special trip to Greens Peak. That trip was a real event. The uncles drove us in cars to the top of the mountain and we walked down through the ferns, the wildflowers and the wonderful pines, always softly whispering caresses. The birds, some vivid in color and some less colorful, flew away as we approached, startled at the noisy crowd invading their domain. The scenery, as we gazed down the mountain and across the valley, was awe-inspiring. The green grass, the mountains and the ever-blue sky banked with clouds were breathtaking. Too soon we were at the bottom where cars were waiting. Back to the homestead we headed for a plentiful meal of sizzling steaks, while relatives and little children laughed and visited, as events of the day were told and retold. That night, after tucking the tiniest of the little ones in bed, we hurried to the recreation hall to hear tales of the pioneer days and to thrill at the courage and achievements of our wonderful grandparents. The storytelling was followed by a dance. Even the family was surprised at the outstanding quality of the dance band made up of a group of newly united cousins. Everyone wanted to dance. Next day was the tire rolling contest. Every able-bodied man, woman and child went to the top of Sierra Trigo, where each was given a tire. One by one the tires were aimed at the target in the valley far below. It was great sport to watch the tires bump a rock or stump, veering from a straight course, but rolling on and on. Each tire was followed by laughing eyes and guesses were made as to which would come nearest the goal. It was hard to tell who loved this contest best, the young or the old. It was rumored that some had done a good deal of practicing for the flipper contest. A keen spirit of competition was evident, as all the male members lined up and took turns shooting marbles at the target. The lines became shorter and shorter as contestants were eliminated and finally two winners emerged, a junior and a senior. By the congratulations and cheers which followed, one would judge that the trophies were hard-earned and honestly merited. Each day the delicious meals continued, the E.M. Whiting uncles being the providers and the E.M. Whiting families taking turns as kitchen workers. Even that was fun. The children's program was so precious that everyone hated to miss even a tiny bit. Each child could take part and many did. The grown-up program was never complete without the uncle's special numbers: 10 Cent Ken of Payne, Uncle Art, C. Hubbard, Uncle Ernest, and St. Peter at the Gate, Uncle Eddie. Dramas are a vital part of the reunion, for in the early pioneer days Grandpa put on the plays for the community and all the family took part. Their naturals and love for the stage was spread until even the littlest grandchild wants to take a part. Especially memorable was the three-act play, Uncle Tom's Cabin, put on by the R.E. Whiting family. Sunday was the most perfect day of all. This was the day for testimony meeting, the crowning event. One of the bishops of the family took charge. The meeting opened and closed with prayer. The choir, sounding like angel voices, saying, "Let the mountains shout for joy, and sweet Galilee with Antmin as soloist." The testimonies which followed were an inspiration, not because of the words but the thoughts, feelings and love expressed.